Well, everyone, we're watching the month of July just kind of slip right by us in here. Some of you folks are getting some very warm temperatures, hopefully a little rain to go along with that in our listening area. We invite you to come visit Valentine, Nebraska. It's nice and green here. We've had good rain showers. River is running good. The lake is still pretty full, but there's some really nice sandy beaches out there on Merritt Reservoir. And, of course, the Nebraska Star Party is winding down over the next couple of days. Go to nebraskastarparty.org or go to visitvalentine.org and find out more information about things to do here in Cherry County, Nebraska.
And let's talk about the horse industry. You know, the horse industry is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horses and rodeo enthusiasts turn weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their best performance horses. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN to get your publication coming to you weekly. And remember, it's what ranchers read, so you're on the right path.
This was something sent in by Ron D. Warwick here a while back to the Good Stuff, and it's simply called Rocket Science. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So you might want to get something out and scratch this down here a bit. Might be some math involved. Yep. Maybe not.
Okay.
Scientists at NASA built a gun specifically to launch dead chickens at the windshields of airliners, military jets, and the space shuttle, all traveling at maximum velocity. The idea is to simulate the frequent incidents of collisions with airborne fowl to test the strength of the windshields. British engineers heard about the gun and were eager to test it on the windshields of their new high-speed trains. Arrangements were made and a gun was sent to the British engineers. When the gun was fired, the engineers stood shocked as the chicken hurled out of the barrel, crashed into the shatterproof shield, smashed it to smithereens, blasted through the control console, snapped the engineer's backrest in two, and embedded itself in the back wall of the cabin like an arrow shot from a bow. The horrified Brits sent NASA the disastrous results of the experiment, along with the designs of the windshield, and begged the U.S. scientists for suggestions. Now, you're going to love this.
Okay.
NASA's response with one line, defrost the chicken.
Oh, my Lord. All righty then. Not sure the source of this, but a friend of mine was a philosophy major during his first semester in college. One day, in a seminar class, they spent a great deal of time debating whether the glass was half full or half empty. After the class, my friend was feeling pretty good about himself and what he was learning at university. So when he went home, he tried to continue the discussion with his family. With maximum drama, he took a 12-ounce glass from the cupboard and poured in 6 ounces of water, then took it into the dining room and placed it in the middle of the table. He proudly asked his family, "Can anyone tell me whether this glass is half full or half empty?" Without missing a beat, his grandma replied, "Depends if you're drinking or you're pouring."
good old grandma.
Yep, I've never heard that version before, but I think that's fairly accurate.
Do you suppose that was his only semester of college?
Well, he said it was his...
His first semester.
Yeah, his first semester with philosophy. So I wonder if he switched after that.
So here's something from Tony Bullitt, a good friend of the Good Stuff program. This is about Jim and Bill and golfing. So Jim, as you would know, slices his golf ball deep into a wooded ravine, and he grabs a 7-iron and proceeds down the embankment into that ravine in search of his golf ball. The brush is pretty thick, but Jim searches diligently, and suddenly he spots something shiny. As he gets closer, he realizes that the object is, in fact, a 7-iron in the hands of a skeleton lying near an old golf ball. Jim excitedly calls out to his golfing partner, "Hey, Bill, come here. I've got some trouble down here." Bill comes running over to the edge of the ravine and calls out, "Hey, what's the matter, Jim? Everything okay?" Jim shouts back in a kind of a nervous voice, "Throw me my 8-iron. Apparently, you can't get out of here with a 7. If you have something to share on the Good Stuff, by all means, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who that is so we can give credit here on the Good Stuff.